Everybody get up. Blurred lines. Everybody get up.
Welcome back, everybody. Week one is in the books. You're listening to Blurred Lines. Greg Kaplan joined again by Jeff Belinsky. And somewhere out there, not with us, Vinny Gennardi, but we do have his picks. Jeff, 1 week in the book. It was a crazy weekend. How are you? You alive?
I'm alive, not in the pool this week. I'm super excited to talk about how terrible my picks were.
That's always good. I did okay. I know no one's listening to hear how we really did last week, but I was 9-5 going into Monday night, the two games. I was 1 point back of first place, so of course I went 0-2 on Monday night.
Yeah, but you still led me, you, and Vinny with 9 wins. Vinny had 7. I had an amazing 4, which is hard to do against the spread to be that bad.
Didn't someone in our pick'em pool went into Monday having picked all the games and only had 2 going into Monday night?
Yeah, I saw a few people were way down there. It was a tough week, though. If you look at the 3 most confident picks in the group as a total, which were Houston, Tampa Bay, and Indy, which 90% of the people picked those teams, they all went 0-3. So everybody got some stuff wrong. You can see there's... It's a 16-game week, and the winner got 11 right. So,
well, Jeff, week two is not looking to be any easier. But before we even talk about week two, you got some numbers we need to go over from week one.
We do have some numbers. For those keeping track at home, in our confidence picks, I got none right. Okay. Vinny got none right. You got 1 right. Both of our lock of the weeks tanked. Oh. I had Indy. You had Tampa Bay. Well, more on that one later. And Vinny, the Roadrunner, meep meep, if you will.
Meep meep.
Meep meep.
With 13 road games, went 6-7.
Six and seven.
I'm sorry. I went even worse on the road though, with 3-7. So, I can't give him too much for that.
I'm not sure how I did on the road. I think I did okay.
On the road, you went 4-3.
I know.
You really shined in your underdog picks, where you went 3-1.
Hey, so look at me.
Pick more underdogs, even though they went underdogs this week. Where are they? 7-9. So the underdogs went 9-7.
Oh, well, yeah. I went 9-7.
Yeah. And home versus road against the spread, 8-8 this week. So no real trend there either way. It's pretty even across the board.
All right.
Which is what it's supposed to be.
That is. Seriously, Jeff, first look at, we got 16 games again, 1 Thursday night game, only 1 Monday night game this week. I don't see an obvious game in this rundown. Maybe one, but I'm going to say it's obvious, and I said the Bucs game was obvious last week. Well, I'm going to talk a bit about Tampa Bay when we get to their game this week and just rant a little on them, but that's not where we're going. Do you want to start right now with the picks this week? Are we ready to
go?
Wait,
are you spoilering us that you don't have a lock of the week right now?
No, I do.
Okay.
I do. That's called a tease. It makes the listeners listen a little bit closer.
Okay, I was concerned that we didn't have a second lock of the week.
No, I have a lock of the week. Even though I'm already eliminated in the Survivor pool, I have a lock of the week.
Oh, and we have a lock for Vinny this week. So
hey!
All of that stuff.
And we might have more drops this week, but that's something you're just going to have to listen to, viewers.
Yeah, I didn't really do my homework.
And I just called our listeners viewers because they're clearly watching this podcast somehow.
I think said listeners, but...
I don't know. Okay. Maybe by week 8 right. We'll have
a
live stream.
How about this podcast. Thursday night game? Let's just kick it off.
About this Thursday night game? The Jets. The Jets on the road. A battle of first place teams in the AFC East. It's the Jets and the Patriots.
The Jets going to continue their road to a 7-win season.
If
I don't say so myself.
I mean, okay, first of all, the spread of this game is 12.5 in favor of the home team, New England Patriots. Jeff, in my 3-team wins pool that I'm doing that we talked about last week, the teams I ended up with, I got the Packers in the first round, they lost. I got the Ravens in the second round, they lost. I got the Jets in the third round, and they're my only win.
And who told you to pick the Jets?
You told me.
Thank you.
That and I didn't want to pick the Jaguars or the Raiders, so I went with the Jets.
I think they're definitely the better team of the three.
Jeff, I will go first here. 12.5 points. I think I'm going to make a statement and a precedent on this podcast. If there is a 10-plus point favorite, I am taking the points. I'm going with the Jets. If there's anything I learned week one, the Jets probably have a better defense than I gave them credit for. Their offense is terrible. That's going to remain the same. But it's not like the Patriots impressed me against the Bills. I think the Jets can keep this within 11 points. They'll lose by 10. They might lose like 24-14. I think that's totally in the realm of possibility. The Jets will cover. I'm saying the Jets are going to cover.
Yeah, you could definitely see New England maybe being up 17, Jets get a garbage touchdown late or something like that. I agree with you on their defense. Like I said, I was pretty high on them coming into the season.
You have them at 7 wins. That's higher than anyone else I've ever known.
I also think that Rex has it out for Belichick. So with his defense being, like you said, above average, and the Patriots receivers seemingly not able to catch a ball besides Danny Amendola, I think they could definitely keep it within. And before the podcast, we were talking about what teams did last year with 10-point spreads, and it was pretty much a 50-50. It was like 11 of 22, the favorite covered. So I'm going to actually stick with the Jets on the road. I don't think the Patriots are going to be able to jump out to that big of a lead.
What did Vinny have?
Vinny has the Patriots at home.
What? The Roadrunner not taking a road team?
No, he's actually pretty spread even this time.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and I agree on the Jets. Vin disagrees with us. That bodes well, I think. Game number two. We're in the Sunday 1 o'clock games now. We actually have 4 4 o'clock games this week, so still a whole ton of 1 o'clock games. I love the 1 o'clock games, personally. The first one, the new look Philadelphia Eagles. And they're
flying high.
Flying offense going up against the surprisingly – no, actually, that's exactly what I pretty much expected from the Chargers. in Philadelphia, 7.5-point favorite. Jeff, are you convinced that this offense is so different from anything we've ever seen?
Not yet. And I think the further it gets into the season, the more teams are going to adjust to it and see more scouting on it. But I don't think San Diego is going to be the team that's going to slow it down that much, especially being a West Coast team coming off a very late Monday night game to play at 1 o'clock on the East Coast. I think Philly's going to run away with this one. I'm taking them covering by 7.5.
I'm agreeing with you, and part of the reason I'm agreeing with you is the Eagles' offense looked tremendous.
In the first half,
but they were up so big by halftime that maybe they just took their foot off the pedal. And Vic looked like Michael Vick, which means he looked a little banged up. The real reason I'm taking the Eagles is because the Chargers just blew a 21-point lead. And if the Eagles' offense is half as good as it was against the Redskins, they're not going to have any problem with the Chargers.
I agree. All three of us taking Philadelphia in this one.
Two home teams for Vinny. This is very surprising. Jeff, we're going to game three. There were two.
I like how we're giving it to Vinny. He picked 1 week. He picked like 13 road teams, and forever he's just picking as the roadrunner.
Hey,
all right, let's go.
I made two really bold statements last week, Jeff, that I am able to brag about today. The first one, how about my Buffalo Bills?
From the unpopular opinion alert, he gets this one right. Didn't manage to get much else right last week.
Hey, I went 9-7. I'm the only over 500 participant
you're right,
in this podcast.
You're right. You have the belt this week. I'll give it to you.
Oh, we should have a belt. How fun would that be?
We should.
I'm looking into this. Okay, either way, Bills hosting the Carolina Panthers, who played the ugliest game ever on Sunday, and I won't lie, I didn't watch a second of it. 3.5-point favorite, the road team Panthers, at home. I mean, on the road in Buffalo. Jeff, crazy to think that Bills are being downplayed here?
I don't think so, because, I mean, Carolina only scored 7 points last week against probably the best defense in the league in Seattle at home. I think Buffalo, you know, they might have a little bit of a letdown after that Patriots game, might be trying to get one back, but I think that Carolina has a pretty decent team and it's much better than Buffalo. So I'm going to take them on the road.
I'm sticking with my Bills, Jeff. I think this will be a close game. I don't think the Panthers are anywhere near as good a team as the Patriots are. And you can make a case the Bills probably should have won that game. I think Buffalo is a better team than I thought they were coming into this season. And I think part of the reasoning behind that is they have an actual quarterback. If Jeff Toole was the quarterback, I wouldn't be saying this, but E.J. Manuel looked very good.
You think it's a little bit overreaction to E.J. Manuel right away?
Oh, it's an absolute overreaction to E.J. Manuel right away. But I also think I think we're giving the Panthers too much credit. This was a team that underperformed last year. They kept Ron Rivera, and I think Ron Rivera, here's my bold statement of the week, Ron Rivera is going to be the first NFL head coach fired this year.
I don't think that's that bold a statement, but...
Well, either way, I think you are over-evaluating or overvaluing. You're doing both. You're over-evaluating and overvaluing the Panthers. I think the Bills, they might not be a better team, but they might be a better coach team. And I think that makes a difference. I'll take the 3.5 points because if the Bills lose this game, I think it'll be a field goal game.
All right, you're on your own with this one because me and Vinny are both taking Carolina on the road.
Hey, you got to be different somewhere in order to win.
Sure, let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Game number four, third game of the 1 o'clock games here on Sunday. The Falcons coming off a hard road loss to the New Orleans Saints. You're welcome, Jeff. I tried to tell you.
I thought I had it in those first few drives. I was ready to start sending some text your way, but Atlanta didn't look so great in that second half.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you had it on the last drive. I thought you had it on the last play.
It was so close.
Oh, my God.
It was really so close.
I was so hungover and still crying that I might have lost that spread, but I got it. That was one I needed to squeak out, and I did. The Falcons will be 6.5-point home favorites against the traveling St. Louis Rams, who did win last week, and in impressive fashion, I got to say. Very impressed by the Rams' offense. What do you see in this game this week from these two teams?
I think Atlanta's going to be desperate. Well, not desperate, but they're really going to want to not go 0-2 to start the season. And they have a game at home, you know, versus a not-so-great St. Louis team. I think they're going to at least cover by a touchdown on this one.
I think so, too. I think this is a team that's pretty angry about how things ended last week. And I think they're a better team than to start the season 0-2. I think if there's a double-digit win somewhere on the schedule this week, I think it's in Atlanta. I think the Falcons will cruise against the Rams.
Oh, and actually, I didn't notice my note that I put here. This is my lock of the week.
Oh, well,
what do you know?
Hey!
Lock of the week. Atlanta -6.5 versus St. Louis. Write it down.
How about that? Well, there's yours. I haven't gotten to mine yet. I don't know if I will get to mine. I'll need to find where it is.
We'll see. We'll find it out.
What does Vinny have here?
Vinny's taking Atlanta. I'm guessing you are as well.
I am.
Okay.
So that's a sweep.
Sweep it.
I think we'll need a drop for sweep. And by me saying this, I'm sure you're gonna find one.
Fantasy
even
Focus
though I've said it.
Has one, so.
That's right.
We'll see.
I'm not a fan. Well, actually, I love the show. I'm not a fan of copying.
Yeah, exactly.
We hustle a little bit.
Just slightly.
Another Sunday game. We have the Washington Redskins traveling to Green Bay. Green Bay just got smacked by the 49ers. Very happy to see that. Won't lie. Slept through the fourth quarter in that game because I was too hungover to function. Did watch all the Washington game. That was depressing. I was feeling pretty confident about the Redskins week one. The Packers in this game, Jeff, 7.5-point favorites. Home opener, Lambeau Field. What are you looking at?
I like the Packers a lot to win this game, but seeing that line creep over the touchdown mark, I'm going to stick with Washington. I think they keep it close on the road.
I agree with you. I think RG3, whatever rust he had, and there is a lot of it, he shook it off by halftime, and he was back to looking like RG3 of old.
Yeah, do you think some of that was missing the preseason? He just needed to get into the flow of the game, or...
Well, I think all of it was missing the preseason. I mean, first of all, the fact that I should have changed my pick in the pregame when I heard RG3 say that he felt like Will Smith and Hitch. When I heard that, I was like, I got to switch. And I don't know why I didn't. But I think a lot of it was, it's never good when a player is saying, I need to be hit in order to prove something. You should have been hit once by now to prove something. That comment made me uncomfortable. He's been hit, though. I think the reason I'm feeling good about picking the Redskins here is, what about the Packers' defense am I supposed to be impressed with last week? They were good against the run, but a lot of that was the Niners just weren't running the ball, since any time they threw it to Anquan Boldin, it was a first down.
And not to mention that the Packers clearly have an issue with mobile quarterbacks, as we see Kaepernick run all over him. You know, I think that Griffin is a good matchup against Green Bay, and I think they keep it within 7.5.
Yeah, I you know, if there's any road team that actually pulls off a bit of an upset victory, I'd say it's going to be Washington. I think RG3 is the kind of player that isn't going to let his team lose 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I actually have a bigger upset for you later, but we'll get to that.
All right.
So we all like Washington in this one. Vinny took him as well. Interesting in the schedule, one of these teams is going to be starting the season off 0-2, both in the playoffs last year.
Interesting. It's really not until week 4 I start even caring about win-loss records.
Yeah, it's just some teams get off to a more difficult start.
True. Speaking of a team that got off to a difficult start,
ooh,
Baltimore Ravens, Jeff.
Nice segue.
How about that segue? It's a new week, though. They're at home, 6.5-point favorite against the Cleveland Browns, a team you and I both really liked going into week 1, and I was quickly reminded that they're still the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but they do have a division matchup against Baltimore. I have a feeling Baltimore is going to be a little hungrier for a win than they will. The home crowd welcomed them back, the Super Bowl champions, all that stuff. I think they're going to have a good crowd to play in front of. I'm going to take Baltimore covering on this one.
I'm taking them as well. I don't think, as defending Super Bowl champions, they will allow themselves to lose 2 weeks in a row. I think this may be the biggest blowout of the week. I know I said the Falcons will probably win by 10, but I can see Baltimore winning like 34-6 and just rolling over Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the fourth sweep of the week so far. Not much different opinions here. So either we're all going to be wrong or we're all going to be right.
That kind of makes me uncomfortable. I'm going to have to change up some picks here, hopefully. next game, Colts hosting Vinny's Miami Dolphins, 3.5-point favorites against two undefeated teams. I'm going Colts, Jeff. I wasn't at all impressed about what they did against the Raiders, considering they almost lost. But 3.5 points, I think the Colts are a better team overall than the Dolphins. The Dolphins won last week despite almost no contribution from Mike Wallace.
Where the fuck is Wallace?
Mostly because the Browns decided to double team him all day and he just was never open. Lamar Miller was terrible. I'm not sure he picked up a single yard of rushing. Ryan Tannehill was all right, but he made some mistakes that I think better defenses capitalize on, and I think the Colts may be a better defense. I like the Colts giving up 3.5 points. I like that.
Yeah, this is kind of like a show me what you got game from each of these teams. Me and Vinny both went with Miami. Shocker that he picked Miami on this one.
Sarcasm. Translating real well.
Fins up for him on that one. But, yeah, I'm going with Miami. I just think it's going to be a field goal game. It's going to be close. I don't think Indy's going to score, win by more than 3.
Fair enough. Well, like I said, got to be different somewhere in order to win. So this is the second time that I'm going solo.
Plus, I picked Indy with my Survivor pick last week, and they gave me a bit of a heart attack, as they did all of us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not pick the Bucks like I did?
I picked them in a different league. So
do not complain about picking a team in a Survivor and barely winning.
I just thought it was interesting that we picked Indianapolis, New England, and Tampa Bay. All three different teams all came extremely close to losing in the first week. One of them actually did.
I didn't pick New England. Don't group me into that category.
No, I'm just saying that each. Never mind.
I see what you're saying. That Vinny picked the Patriots, you picked the Colts, and I picked the Bucks, and all three of us almost got eliminated.
Yes.
Okay. I understand.
So I'm not just for what they did to me. I'm picking against Indianapolis. Also, they were my lock of the week. That didn't work out. So I'm going to try the other side.
That's probably going to spurn you. You know that, right? Like, picking against them vindictively.
I'll never pick correct with them. I'll get Indy wrong all season.
That's what I did with Tampa Bay last year, and shocker, I did it again. Okay. next 1 o'clock game, we got the Texans and the Titans. The Titans, the surprise winner, but maybe we shouldn't have been so surprised. And we'll talk about the Steelers, because the Steelers...
Yeah, Pittsburgh looked awful.
Terrible. And they also involved my second best bold statement last week. But I'll brag about that when we get to Monday night. We're still Sunday afternoon. Texans, 8.5-point favorites. How much of this spread right now, Jeff, is maybe an overreaction to how well Houston came back against the Chargers and won in the final seconds? And how bad is it? Are teams trying to be like, well, the Steelers just – I mean, not teams. Odd setters just being like, the Steelers looked awful last week. The Titans aren't this good. They're still the Titans. The Texans looked great despite being down 21 at one point to a really terrible Chargers team. Something's wrong about this spread. I don't think it should be 8.5. I think it should be more like 5.5.
I think it's just history of Houston versus Tennessee. They tend to be favored 8.5 to 10 whenever they play Tennessee or Jacksonville at home. Like, it's just automatic. They just put that number up there. I don't really think this is based off of the first week of the season, especially since Tennessee came out pretty good in their game. So if anything, that would lower the line. But I'm going to have an unpopular opinion alert here. I am picking Houston in this game, but I would not be surprised if Tennessee came out with a win from Houston.
So you're picking the Texans, but almost expecting to lose the bet?
Correct. And lose it in a big way by having Tennessee win.
Huh. I'm a little intrigued by that. You don't feel safe taking 8.5 points? There was no team last week favored by 8.5 points that cleared the spread.
Correct.
There wasn't even a team last week that was favored by 7.5 points.
And I'm not taking Green Bay for that very reason, but just Houston at home, I think they can do it, but I would not be surprised if Tennessee came out with a win.
Interesting. I'm picking the Texans too, but for different reasons. I think J.J. Watt, who's historically been very good against the Titans, will be the difference maker in this game. And I will say, I was very impressed by Matt Schaub throwing the ball and Ben Tate running the ball last night. Both kind of surprised me.
I'm not going to lie, I did not see any of the Houston game. Because some of us went to work today, unlike some people.
Oh, why are you going to do that?
But yeah, we're all taking Houston with this. Vinny did as well.
Another sweep. I'm starting to get a little concerned about these sweeps. I might go back and change some picks. I say that all the time.
Not
I never
allowed.
Yeah, I didn't last week. I went 9-7. I feel really good about it. We're still in the 1 o'clock games. We got two more, Jeff. Chicago hosting Minnesota. Minnesota got absolutely dominated by Detroit after Adrian Peterson. First play from scrimmage, 78-yard touchdown. His next 17 carries, only 15 yards. Didn't even get to 100 yards on the day. Interesting stat from the Sunday games. Only two players rushed for 100 yards. Can you name them?
I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to the fantasy line.
Shane Vereen and Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, Pryor led all rushers, right?
I think, I don't know how many McCoy got last night. McCoy might have outdone him. But going into Monday night, Terrell Pryor was the NFL's leading rusher, which is the last time anyone will ever say that sentence. I'm looking at Chicago here. I was impressed by their performance against the Bengals. I did pick the Bengals correctly, thanks to that half point. That half point really saved us. But I'm looking at Chicago. I think, I just was not impressed at all by Christian Ponder. And Peterson not being able to run against the Lions doesn't bode well for how he fare against the Bears. I like Chicago. I think Chicago can win by a touchdown.
I like Chicago a lot, too. Back to Minnesota last week. They were, my unpopular opinion, to win the game against Detroit. I was feeling really great about it when Peterson broke off a 70-yard run for a TD, and then Detroit just owned the rest of the game. I think Minnesota's not as good a team as Cincinnati. They have a worse quarterback, and I think that Chicago defense might even get two or three picks against Ponder easily and be able to put the game away, and Peterson won't even be a factor against him. He could rush for 200 yards and they'd still come out ahead by maybe 10 points.
Yeah. What's Vinny looking at here? Another sweep?
Another sweep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sweeps so far.
That's just not good. That's not good. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to our last 1 o'clock game. I'm pretty surprised by this line. I understand it's Chiefs-Dallas, Chiefs at home. I understand that, one, Arrowhead's a tough place to play on the road, especially when the Chiefs are good, and two, the Chiefs looked really good, but they played the Jacksonville Jaguars and Blaine Gabbert. The Cowboys looked about as unimpressive as you could look, considering they forced 6 turnovers. They still didn't have an easy go of it against the Giants, but I'm chalking that up more again for that it was a Cowboys-Giants game, which has different meaning. I like the Cowboys in this game, Jeff. I think they're going to win it outright. So the fact that you're going to give me points just makes me more confident.
No sweep on this one. I'm going with the Chiefs. Vinny is joining you with Dallas. I really like the Andy Reid factor against Dallas. I think he knows that team really well. And a Kansas City home game, you know, that probably gives him 3.5. So maybe Dallas straight up would be favored. I'm not holding it against them for the schedule they played against Jacksonville. They won the game. They held them to no offensive points. I mean, it was Blaine Gabbert, but they did it. Like, they have who they have on the field. They got the job done.
Can I suggest that next week Blaine Gabbert unfortunately is not starting next week, but the next time Blaine Gabbert starts, watch the game. It makes you feel wonderful about your life that someone that terrible can be playing football.
That's so mean.
I might get a Blaine Gabbert jersey. I am not even joking.
I honestly almost made this my lock of the week for Kansas City, but maybe it's just my unpopular opinion alert.
It sounds more like an unpopular opinion alert. All right,
so this is the official unpopular opinion alert.
There you go. All right, so you're on your own on that one. That's the first time this week you're on your own.
Yeah, you've been on your own twice and Vinny one time. So, you know, we stick together. We're a good group of friends.
Because ducks fly together, Jeff.
Quack, quack.
Our first 4 o'clock game, we have 2 4:05 games and 2 4:25 games. Why? I don't know. Because that's what we have.
Gambling, that's why.
It is true. Lions, Cardinals in Arizona. Lions a 1.5-point favorite. Jeff, this is my lock of the week. I have Detroit going to 2-0.
Excellent lock of the week. Me and Vinny also are picking Detroit. They look really good against Minnesota at home last week. And Arizona, you know, losing to St. Louis on the road. Arizona's just not a good team. So I think that Detroit to win by 2 points is, I think this is a very easy pick. Very nicely done with your lock of the week.
Why, thank you. But there's
one. And Vinny pick Dallas is his lock of the week. I should have noted this in the last game we were talking about. So all 3 locks there. Me with Atlanta -6.5. Vinny has Dallas +2.5 in Kansas City. And you have Detroit -1.5 in Arizona.
I will say this. Larry Fitzgerald has to be so happy to finally have a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he does, but if they're not winning games, he's just going to be just as miserable as he always is.
I don't think he's that miserable. No, considering he's getting paid. He's getting paid a lot of money, and he's just catching touchdowns.
Yeah.
Next game, God, I hate him. The Bucs, and God, I love him, the Saints. The Saints are traveling to Tampa. The Saints are a 3.5-point favorite, Jeff. If I didn't already use my lock of the week, I would put so many locks down on this game. But here's the thing. I'm always going to get Tampa Bay games wrong. I did the picks last year with my buddy Jim O'Donnell. I think we went 3-13 in Tampa Bay games.
Wow.
We did astronomically terrible. But the Saints looked, you know, the Saints didn't even look that great. They looked all right against the Falcons, and all right was good enough against your team to win the NFC South. I think Tampa Bay is now the worst team in that division, and I think the Saints are going to put it to them. I think the Saints will get 2-0, and they're going to win by more than a field goal.
Yeah, the Saints look really good in the first week, especially against a tough Atlanta team. Tampa Bay struggling against the Jets is a big red flag, so I'm taking the Saints, only needing 4 points to cover on this one. Vinny did as well for the, I don't know, eighth sweep of the week for the three of us, and I have a feeling it's going to continue with the next game we have.
What, you don't think I'm going to pick Jacksonville? Is that what you're saying?
Well, somebody picked Jacksonville last week. I believe it was me, and that turned out terribly. So
it sure did. Funny story about this game. First of all, it's the second CBS is having a doubleheader, and the 4 o'clock games for them are this one or the next game, which is Denver, New York. But since I live in Savannah and Jacksonville is my regional market, guess what game I get to watch instead of Denver, New York?
Who's the quarterback for Jacksonville you're going to be watching in this game?
It's Chad Henne.
Oh.
He's back. Actually, honestly, Chad Henne's a reason that I might take the 5.5 points for Jacksonville.
That's not the worst idea in the world. Didn't he have that good game against Houston last year?
Here's the thing. Chad Henne's a competent quarterback, something Blaine Gabbert is not.
This is true.
You know what?
But yet,
you know what?
Gabbert,
you know what,
Jeff? Beat him out.
Oh. Go on. I don't want to interrupt.
I said but Gabbert had to have beaten him out for the starting quarterback role. If he was much better, wouldn't he be on the field to start the season?
Well, you got to remember that Gabbert got injured week one in the preseason for Jacksonville, injured his thumb, the same reason he's not playing this weekend, and they just anointed him the starting quarterback anyway. So, actually, he probably didn't beat out Chad Henne.
All right, let's just get down to it. Me and Vinny picked Oakland on this game. Where are you standing?
Unpopular opinion alert. I'm going Jacksonville. I'm on the Chad Henne bandwagon. Let's go.
I love it.
Let's go.
I've actually already placed a bet on Oakland to win this game, so I cannot wait for them to just fall to pieces.
It's still the Raiders, Jeff. I understand the Jaguars looked bad, but it's still the Raiders. Something's going to go terribly wrong.
But they're at home. They have a quarterback now. He's the leading rusher in the NFL. What could go wrong?
That sentence is what could go wrong. They have a quarterback, and he's the leading rusher in the NFL. I'm going Jacksonville. Unpopular opinion alert. The Jaguars will get to 1-1, Jeff, or at least lose by only 4 points.
All right, we'll see how it plays out.
Your
last shot to ruin the sweep on this one. Denver at New York. New York is getting 5.5 points. Where do you stand?
It's the Battle of the Mannings, which is always fun to watch, except I won't be watching it because I get the Jaguars game.
You should get Red Zone or something like that.
I'm just going to go to the bar, so that's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time, usually I'm worn out by the 1 o'clock games. I've had enough to drink, and I just want to – I'm old. I can't just stay at a bar all day anymore, even though on Saturday I stayed at a bar for 11 hours. That was a problem. That's neither here nor there. That's also why I'm sick today. That's also neither here nor there. Denver, New York. Denver looked phenomenal Thursday night. New York looked atrocious Sunday night. I think Denver wins by a touchdown, Jeff.
I think so, too, and that's why I'm taking Denver on the road. I mean, obviously, Peyton Manning's not going to – I almost said Manning like that was going to make a difference. Peyton Manning's not going to have as good his game as he did on Thursday night.
Wait, do you mean John Elway?
No, other quarterback ever has.
You mean John Elway.
Correct.
Because the Columbus Ditch Pass told me that John Elway threw 7 touchdowns.
Oh, really?
I
must have missed that headline.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. No, I'm not kidding you, because I don't know what you're talking about.
This is blowing my mind. You don't go on Reddit?
I do, but, you know, sometimes slip through the cracks.
Interesting. Go on.
I don't know. We're all taking Denver in this game. I didn't watch much of the Giants, but from what Facebook has told me, they played awful, which only leads me to believe that they will then win by 20 points against the best team in the league.
Well,
this week, because you cannot figure it out. The Giants seem to be, you know, always going against what I pick. So they're my Tampa Bay, if you will.
Well, one reason I always like to pick against the Giants, quite honestly, is because there are so many people in our pool that are Giants fans, and they pick the Giants. The fact that I got to 9 and was one of the few people this week that did is because I was one of the few people that picked Dallas.
This is true, but also there are going to be weeks where the Giants cover the spread. So
true, in true. Those I just don't think this is one of
a lot of people are getting more points than you.
Correct, but that was not the case last week, and I don't think it'll be the case this week.
I don't think it will either. But what do I know? I got four right last week. So
this is true. The fact that you and I are agreeing so much is making me uncomfortable.
I'm actually optimistic because I feel like the ones where we are different, that's where one of us is going to end up winning this week. So
I know, and I'm going to have the Jaguars, and you're going to have the Raiders, and I'm going to laugh in your face.
I cannot wait for the Jaguars to be the one pick that makes you lose, and you just kick yourself.
No, I'll buy a Jaguar jersey, though, and I will show you the receipt of proof.
Okay, sure.
All right, Sunday night, probably the best game of the week, easily. Maybe one of the best games of the year, but they do play again. It's the Niners going to Seattle. Seattle, 3.5-point favorites. Jeff, I have to go with the Niners. They look to be a more complete team right now than the Seahawks.
You would go with the Niners.
I would.
I have a feeling you're going to pick them every week.
No, I'm realistic with the Niners. If they look bad one week, part of it, Jeff, is, I think they are the best team in football, and they played like it on Sunday. So why would I go against them this week? They're still, in my mind, the best team in football.
Oh, they probably are. I think Seattle has a much better defense than Packers have, obviously. Also, they're at home. I love the Seahawks at home. I think that they can cover this 3.5 spread. I think they did cover one at the end of the season last year against San Francisco at home when both teams were just as good. So I'm going to be the different opinion on this one. You and Vinny are both going with San Francisco. I'm taking Seattle at home, -3.5.
Fair enough. I mean, this is one of those games where even if the Niners lose, I really don't see it being much more than a field goal difference. This could be one game where the final score is 21-20, and it could be either team that wins the game. I think 3.5, I would have personally probably made this game a straight pick 'em, and then I would have had to really think hard about it. And I probably, if this was a straight pick 'em, I probably would have picked the Seahawks. But I'll take the 3.5 points and hope that this is a field goal game. Coming down to the wire. I'm more than okay with that. Finally, Jeff, Monday night, an AFC North battle, and this is where my second claim on the podcast last week comes shining through, and I still don't understand why I didn't listen to myself, but I said on the podcast that it was only a matter of time until that Steelers offensive line gets injured and falls apart, and what happens week one? A Pouncey brother tears two ligaments in his knee and is done for the year. And what happened? It fell all apart, and they got dominated by the Titans. I don't know why I picked them. I really don't. To this, I won't understand it. 7.5 was way too many points to give them. And at the same time, having said all that, 7.5 is way too many points to give the Bengals in this game. I'm going Steelers. And if you're keeping track at home, Jeff, like I know you are, I've just picked 7 straight road teams.
I do see that. 9 overall. You might be the roadrunner this week, although...
I might be meep-meeping my way to victory.
Vinny has 9, too, so 2 of you together.
I 7.5 is too many points. I don't think this game will get in either direction more than a touchdown, and it's a rivalry game. It's a division game. The Steelers could win this game outright. It's not too far-fetched. I think this is a 50-50 toss-up as to who wins the game. I understand the Steelers look terrible on offense, but I don't think they're that bad on offense. I think they're better than they played on Sunday, and I think they're going to be determined to show some people what
they
got.
You think that they'll play better than they did at home versus Tennessee, where they didn't score any points until 1 minute left in the fourth quarter?
Jeff, it can't be the most ridiculous thing I've said on this podcast. I've already picked the Jaguars.
This is very true.
I just think, the Bengals could win this game by a touchdown, but I don't think the Bengals can win it by 10. Did you think the Bengals looked that good against the Bears on Sunday to convince you that they are more than a touchdown better than the Steelers?
Probably yes.
So then I'm guessing you're going with the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals. You and Vinny both picked Pittsburgh in this one.
I don't know. I personally think the Steelers are better than they played on Sunday. The Bengals.
Part of it is I'm a little sour from losing my bet on Pittsburgh this past week. So I'm picking against them for the same reason I'm picking against Indianapolis.
Fair enough. Again, you can't be vindictive unless it's the Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm all for it, but you can't be vindictive in your picks, Jeff.
No, I can't, but I am. So.
All right. So, those are our picks, Jeff. I know we have a little bit more to cover. What else do we have on our plate?
We covered our locks of the week. We need to go over our survivor picks for the week.
What are you doing?
Same thing I've always done, Kate. Surviving.
Even though mine technically doesn't exist.
Even though yours does not exist, we are still going to talk about it because there are plenty of people left in the pool who are still alive. So what looks like the five most interesting games this week are New England hosting the Jets. They're a 12-point favorite. We have Philly hosting San Diego. They're a 7.5-point favorite. Green Bay hosting Washington. They're also 7.5 points. Cincinnati hosting Pittsburgh, they're 7.5, and Atlanta, St. Louis was also another one I was looking at. And a surprise pick this week, if you want to get cute, as Vinny Gennardi texted me before, you could pick Oakland at home to Jacksonville.
Well, I think the Jaguars are winning. I'd say you can get cute and pick Jaguars.
Really?
No, I don't really know. But I will say this. I still think my strategy was right, where a lot of people picked the Patriots or the Texans already, and we've already seen that both those teams have arguably easier games this week, and they can't use those teams anymore. So I tried to get cute and pick a team I thought was safe to win, and by all means, they should have won if they just let Geno run out of bounds. It was a 62-yard field goal that they turned into 47. Whatever.
It was the worst way to go out in a survivor pool. I went with a similar strategy to yours by picking Indy because I don't think they're going to have any great matchups coming up. Looking at the ones I just said, if you're looking at either Green Bay, Philly, or Atlanta, let's say you already use New England or you don't like their matchup against the Jets, because frankly, I don't. I think the division games at home. So these were all home teams playing teams out of their division that are heavily favored. Green Bay, if you use them this week, you cannot use them. Looking ahead, Cleveland week 7, you might want to do it. Other home non-division games are Philly, Atlanta, and Pittsburgh. You don't know where those games are going to be. Philadelphia, they have Kansas City next week. So you might want to see how they do this week, considering it might be an overreaction. And Atlanta has the Jets week 5 at home if you're looking at those teams. I really don't know who I'm going with yet. Vinny is picking Houston against Tennessee. That's a divisional matchup, but Houston is the home team. I think I'm going to make this pick right now.
Do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
If I still had a pick, I'd actually go with the Bears. I think the Bears at home against the Vikings, who did not look impressive whatsoever against the Lions. To me, it's the safest time to pick the Bears because they're always better at the start of the season than the end, and I would want to use them early in a game I'm nearly positive they win outright. So I would actually go Chicago this week if I was still alive. Of course, I'm not. Thank you, Tampa Bay. And if I had to go another game, I would probably go New Orleans because I hate the Bucks, and I'm rooting against the Bucks the rest of the year.
All right. So, I actually think I'm going to go with none of the teams I previously stated. I'm probably going to go with Baltimore on this one versus Cleveland at home.
I think it's safe. I think in division games, when one team is superior and at home are good times to use them. That's why I'm going Chicago, and I think that's why you're going Baltimore.
Yep.
So how do you and Joe do last week in your straight picks?
We went 1-4. Not good.
That's not good.
Seattle was the only one to cover. Tampa never had a chance of covering. Minnesota was behind the whole game. And Pittsburgh was also just terrible. There was one more team that we picked, and I can't remember who it is. Oh, I circled it from last week. It was Houston, and they came up a point short. So,
you got to spend money to make money, Jeff.
Yeah, we bet a little low. I think we actually already made our picks for the week. I can tell you what they are.
Please do.
We have Baltimore -6.5, Atlanta -7, Detroit -1.5, Oakland -6, and Denver -4.5. Got a little bit different lines than what are in the pool, but that's what we got.
Well, Jeff, that'll pretty much do it for our football blurred lines podcast this week. But there's one more game we need to talk about. If we're talking football, we got to be talking USA-Mexico tonight, the big game in Ohio. The U.S. with a win and a Honduras win or draw and win or draw against Panama clinches a spot in the World Cup. Mexico just fired their head coach. The U.S. is coming off a disappointing 3-1 loss at Costa Rica, but it's always hard to play your road games. They've already gotten a point from Mexico this year going to Azteca and drawing nothing-nothing. Jeff, I need your opinion on this game.
I'm going to go draw. I'm going to go 1-1 draw on this one.
I think that's safe. As long as the U.S. doesn't lose, I'm a happy camper, and I think that needs to be their realistic expectation. They need to come away with a point. They can't come out of this with no points. That'll be...
Well, they can.
I mean, well, they're in such a good position that they can, but I think for their psyche as a team and their morale and everything that's going on with USA Soccer... By the way, Michael Bradley not playing in this game, that has me terrified. I think they need a point. I think as far as how they stack up internationally, they need a point out of this game.
All right, now that everybody's asleep, do you want to make your three most confident picks of the week?
I will make my three most confident picks of the week.
While you think it over, I'm going to give you mine and Vinny's.
Okay.
I'm going Philadelphia -7.5. Kansas City -2.5. As I told you before, that was close to being my lock of the week. I'm pretty confident they're going to take that one versus Dallas. And Detroit -1.5 on the road. Vinny is going the opposite of me, taking Dallas 2.5, San Francisco +3.5, and Atlanta -6.5.
I'll go with Detroit to lead off since they're my lock at -1.5. I'll go with the Saints at -3.5, and I'm gonna go Washington at +7.5. I feel like they'll keep that close, and I'm very confident in that pick. I'm not wavering on that one. So I'm going three road teams for my confident picks in that order too. I think Detroit 1, New Orleans 2, Washington 3.
All right, we don't add any weight to these. They're all worth the same. We all sucked last week. So
hey, I got one.
You got one. That's not good.
It's better than none.
Well, we shared a lot of the same ones that everybody did. So I'm trying to be a little different this week.
Fair enough. Jeff, that I think will wrap it for us. We thank you again for listening. Hopefully our picks go better this week, considering you and I and even Vinny are sharing so many of these picks. And hopefully everyone is as excited for this Jaguars-Oakland game as I am, and they're rooting for the Jaguars. I hope that's not the note we're ending this podcast on. Please say something else.
Well, I don't know what else to say. You can redo that ending, by the way. I'll edit it out. I kind of blanked out there when you got the Jaguars.
No, screw it. I want that to stay as ending. And then
this is going to be it. This is in. This is in. People are listening to this. This is not edited out.
Oh. Oh.
So wow. Congratulations, everybody, for making it to the end of the podcast.
Well, gee, thank you for sticking around for those extra minutes. It was a lot better radio than everything we did before then.
That was awful. I hope they turned it off at the soccer one.
But, hey, they're going to be a lot happier with the more drops we add. Because we're going to have more drops, right?
The whole end part is just going to be drop, 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 drop.
Even better. Okay, seriously, though, thank you all for listening. We'll have this up. You'll be looking at it by the before game start on Thursday. Jets, New England, that's where it starts. Good luck, everybody, this week. And congratulations. We should have mentioned this a lot sooner. Gina fucking Figler.
Yeah, way to go, Gina.
She listened to our podcast, Jeff. Or at least she says she did.
She knows how to pick the opposite of whatever I said.
11 wins won it last week, Jeff. I'm thinking it'll be 11 that wins it this week, too. Good luck to everybody in the pool.
We'll
be back this time next week with your week 3 lines and some more commiserating from week 2. But until then, that's Jeff Belinsky. I'm Greg Kaplan. Somewhere off in the universe is Vinny Gennardi. We'll see you next week.
Go Jags.